Okay, maybe just there could be some other people coming in. And it is 2:30. Yep. Just to mention this book, it does mention principles about the will of God.
这本书里面最主要是在谈神他的旨意。
Because remember, sometimes you make a decision, and just because God is letting you do that action based on your decision, doesn't necessarily mean it's the will of God.
就是这个书里面呢，上天教牧师特别提到的，就是有的时候我们会下一些决定，然后这个决定呢，是我们想要做的，那神呢也让我们这么做了，但是神让我们做，不见得就是神的旨意。
Now you can be sure that if it's in human history, if it's part of human history, then it's definitely in the divine decree. So it was in this, remember we talked about the computer of the divine decree. It was definitely in the decree because it happens.
Decree. And guidance.
Decree means everything that God has said will happen. So from eternity past, and God decided exactly how human history would play out. Mm-hmm. And he said, this is the plan, this is how it's going to be.
就是神的旨意呢，在之前Tim有提到一个，就是所谓会这个大的这个像大电脑这个主机一样，他最后按下那一个列印的键的时候呢，就所有的计划都已经被完全的整理好的。And
so that means that everything that happens in human history, God knew about it, of course. And remember, he took all of our decisions and he put them into the computer along with the outcomes that he wanted. For example, victory in the angelic conflict, the cross, of course, all of these events. And he determined that this will happen.
因为神是能够控制整个历史的，所以呢，这个当所有的各种决定被摆在这个电脑的这个主机里面的时候，他会把神就像那个 完美的一个主机的运算程式，然后会把所有的这些讯息、资源，还有决定都摆在一起，可是却是以他所期待的一个历史的演进的方式，好来规划，然后他就按下了那个列印的键，那这些所有的历史就因此而发生。Yeah,
at some stage, we'll have to go back and review that because it's a very important doctrine.
这个，所以那个神的这个意志是很重要的一个概念。那将来Tim一定会再回去复习这一块。Yeah,
but just to put it in basic terms, if something happens, and whether it's an angelic history or human history, if it happens, it means it's in the decree. If it doesn't happen, it wasn't in the decree.
所以任何事情呢的发生，不管是天使的历史，或者是人类的历史，如果是神的 旨意，他不论是对人或对天使，都是一个他所决定的。当他决定了这个东西，才会在历史上真正的发生。See,
some people might say, "Oh, this year 2020 is just the worst. I wish it never happened."
有一些人会说，哇，这个2020年真的是在历史上最恐怖、最糟糕的一年。我真希望这今年这些事情都不要发生。Well,
you can wish all you like, but it happened. It is happening, and you have to deal with it.
但是呢，你就算去，你要说啊，希望不要发生什么都，你都有很多再去希望，它也不会是你的希望，因为它就是发生了。It's
in the decree.
这就是在神的旨意中。And
God designed it for your blessing. Actually, you have to appreciate that.
而神呢，他会这样的去设计，他绝对是为了一个对你的祝福，你必须要去感激他。
If you're one of these people saying, I wish 2020 never happened, then you're missing out on a lot of blessings.
所以如果有些人一直在期待说，啊，真希望说2020的这些坏事不要发生，那很可能呢，你就真的是错过了神要给你的一些祝福。Yeah,
and we'll actually be talking about that later on in the lesson under the, we'll do a review about Christian suffering.
而等一会儿课程里面，我们还会再来复习一下，就是一个基督徒的一些受的折磨、磨难。But
in this book, Divine Guidance, it talks about the different types of the will of God.
而在这个这本神的指引这本书里面呢，有把神的各种他的旨意做了一个说明。And
the important thing to note is that, again, just because something happens, and it could be very evil, it could be very bad, it could be very tragic to you, a great adversity, or you're making bad decisions. The fact is God allowed those things to happen.
很重要的这个神的旨意的这本书里面呢，有很重要一个概念，就是当很多的苦难折磨甚至是那种悲惨的事件发生呢，这里面其实都有神他的一些特别想要做的旨意在里。
And as Christians, many times every day or every week we make very bad decisions, but God lets us get away with these things. That's under what we call the permissive will of God. God permits it.
当一个基督徒他在生命中发生了很多的这些糟糕的决定的时候呢，神是会让一些事情如你所下的决定一样让它发生的。
It's because of the permissive will of God, and in that case where God is allowing humans and angels to use their free will to make bad decisions, that the world is such a mess.
而神呢，在让不管是天使或者是人去下了这些糟糕的决定，神却让它可以发生呢。但是这个世界绝对会因为我们人或天使下的坏决定而把世界搞得一团乱。
A lot of people use the argument, if God exists, why is the world so evil? Why is there so much injustice in the world? Why is there so much suffering in the world?
所以很多人就会说，嘿，如果真的有神，那这个世界怎么会搞成这样？为什么神会容许这么多坏事发生，然后这么多可恶的事在这个世界上发生？
The reason for suffering in the world is because of people's negative volition.
但是呢，其实世界上会有这些的这种惨剧，其实是因为人类的一些错误的决定。
You have to remember, right from the time of the garden, when Adam sinned,the world was cursed. God actually put a curse on the world, but that was the result of Adam's original sin.
而大家只要想一想，当亚当跟夏娃在伊甸园里面所犯的错，神呢会就是等于说他们犯了错之后，这个世界是就受到了一个诅咒。那神愿意让他们犯这个错而给他们这个诅咒，其实是也是神要教的一堂课。
And there are many times in history where God himself personally delivers suffering or discipline upon both the unbelievers and believers. He directly influences history for suffering.
而神呢，他常常会很特意的让这些我们人类可以接受这样子的诅咒或者是忍受这些悲惨，就是因为他要设计这样子的悲惨来让我们学习。
But that is always going to be for your benefit.
而所以呢，这样的设计，这样也是为了我们的好处。
But actually 95% of the suffering in the world is going to be caused by your own bad decisions, bringing suffering upon yourself, or from the evil decisions of other people.
所以呢，这个世界上其实将近有95%的一些坏事，或者说惨你悲惨的状态，都是因为我们自己的一些错误的决定，或者是旁边其他的人的错误决定所造成的后果。
And that's why I want you to study this book, Divine Guidance, because that concept comes out in this book.
所以呢，Tim 很希望我们大家可以研读《神的指引》这本书，因为它可以教导我们所有的这个错误的决定，接下来会有的后果。
And just while on the subject of this book and the other books on the website, it seems they're not very readable on mobile phones because they're put up in a PDF format, so it's quite difficult to read on your phones.
那要顺便一提的就是这个书呢，在网络上就可以拿得到，就可以看。但是这个书的这个它的排版方式呢，不太适合手机看，所以你们最好是能够在你们的电脑萤幕上看。
Yeah, now I do intend to talk to the people that organize it, the Grace China Mission Ministry. Maybe they can get some kind of an app so it makes it easier to read. But in the meantime, I do suggest that really the best way to read these books is from a computer.
就是 Tim 有在跟他们那个这个网站的人讨论说是不是可以在网站里面插入一种比较好读的一些APP 哈，那让大家比较好读，但是现在还没有嘛，所以建议大家还是在电脑的萤幕上看。
But if you're really serious about studying the Word of God, you will have a laptop set up at home, and you should have downloaded these books onto your computer already.
那如果你已经是非常重视研读神的话语的话，这些档案他觉得你们应该早就已经 download 在你们的电脑的家里的电脑上，这样的话随时读起来都比较方便。
It's like if you're a student at university and you're studying to be an engineer or a doctor or whatever, you're not going to do your studies on a mobile phone. You'd have a computer set up and that becomes your study, really.
就像你如果是学什么电机工程啊，或者任何的这种工程的大学生的话，相信你们要读的书也不可能在你的手机上。好，那应该是在你自己家的电脑上了。
We actually had one student in Guangdong when over there, and once he found out about the website, he printed off all the books so that he could read them easily.
那之前好像有一位在广东的同学啊，他还把所有的这些书都把它印出来，印在纸上，然后把它都制作成一本一本的书。
And then he could write notes in the margin, for example, and it was easy to get reference points from that too.
而且呢，他在读的时候还可以在他的这个书上，他自己印出来的书上面做一些笔记，好，这样的话更容易读。
The point is, if you're really positive, you know, if you're really serious about study, you'd probably be doing your studies through a computer rather than just on your phone.
但有那个希望大家呢就是回去可以在家里面把你的这个电脑整理好然后在自己的家里的印表机上把它印出来、哦、那总之这个工欲善其事、哦、一定要先把这个相关的东西都准备好。
Okay, anyway, I think what we'll do is we'll start the lesson now. Everybody should be into the classroom.
好、哦、我们现在要开始正式的上课了。
So we begin by naming our sins to God the Father.
让我们先向我们的天父认罪。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for the time that we have to study your word.
感谢天父给我们这样的时间可以研读你的话语。
We pray that as we focus on the message, that the Holy Spirit will help us to understand and metabolize, to use the information in order that we can glorify you.
也要感谢天父能够让我们可以专注的学习，并且呢，让圣灵可以协助我们，不只是好好的吸收神的话语，同时可以应用在我们的生活上。
So we give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
我们的感谢是因着主耶稣基督之名。Amen.
Amen. I just mentioned the word metabolize. It's probably a word I haven't brought up for a while, so we'll just quickly review that before we move on to studies.
刚刚讲到这个消化
This is an English word. Are you coming up clearly? Metabolize literally means to change what is thrown down. You have the Greek word meta, which means to change. You've already had that in your studies.
这个字啊、哦、就是代谢消化代谢哈。它也是从希腊文里面来的。
And I have to check this one, but I think this word is balo, which in Greek just means to throw, or to put down, to cast down.
后面那个最后的balize, 哈 metabolize, balize 的呢有这个像希腊文的原文的意思是像往下丢往下出去。
But this is an English word and it relates to your body.When you put food into the mouth and you chew the food, it comes down into your body, into your intestines, and through the natural processes of the body, that food is metabolized. So the nutrients, you know, the vitamins and proteins and carbohydrates and the minerals, they're disseminated through the body.
我刚忘记讲那个前面 meta, M-E-T-A 是希腊文的意思是改变的意思。好那所以改变然后往下扔这整个过程就是我们讲代谢的过程是当你把它吃进去然后到了你的胃去分解然后再把食物把它给进用身体的这个所有的化学作用让它能够被分解然后进入身体的循环然后把不要的东西丢掉这整个过程就称为代谢。
Yeah, and it's not just your stomach. I mean, your stomach is a big organ, but also, I guess, with your kidneys and the liver and the pancreas, there's different organs which use the different nutrients to keep running properly.
所以其实呢，这个整个人类的代谢系统、食物的消化系统，它其实绝对不是只有胃、肠，还有其他的肝脏、胰脏、胆囊等等的所有，他们都会分泌一些酵素，然后来帮助我们整个食物进入身体的代谢。
And if those organs, including the stomach, if they're not functioning properly, then you're going to miss out on getting the nutrients it should be getting.
所以如果我们的任何身体的一个器官，像这些胰脏啊、什么肝脏，如果没有很正确的运作，提供一些分解的酵素、酵酶的话，那它很可能你就会有一些营养你是无法吸收的。
And of course, you have to be eating the right foods as well. It's very important because your body is looking for those correct nutrients. If you put the wrong food, you're poisoning your body.
而当然，我们也必须要吃好的、对的食物，因为如果你吃的一些是对身体有害的食物，你的身体是没有办法分解它们的，而且那些坏的东西、那些毒素就会进到我们身体，会害死我们。
And as you get older, of course, the body tends to lose its ability to metabolize food properly.
而当我们逐渐老去的时候呢，我们的器官也就没有办法那么正常的运作，那我们就会有很多的食物的吸收是不完全的。
That's why young kids, they can sort of pretty much eat anything. They could eat cake all week long and lots of sweet food, and it doesn't affect them as badly as an older person.
而这也就是为什么年轻的时候呢，我们吃什么烂、很糟糕的食物，它好像也没有影响我们，因为它还是被代谢了。可是当我们年纪大的时候，代谢的能力变差，不好的食物就会变成对我们身体非常有害。
The Bible uses this as an analogy that the spiritual food that we have, it has to be metabolized into the soul, just as normal food has to be metabolized into the body.
所以呢，这也就变成是一个比喻啊，就是说，当以我们灵属灵的食物进到我们的魂里面的时候，它是需要经过代谢的，才能被我们的魂所吸收。
The soul needs to be nourished, and the only correct nourishment for the soul is truth.
而对我们的魂来讲呢，什么样的营养能够被我们真正吸收呢？那就是真理。If
you put bad things into the soul, for example, the lies and deceit of cosmic propaganda, religion, human works, philosophies of men, all of those kind of things, the soul gets very sick.
所以呢，当我们如果吸收进去的是一些，比如说属世的一些思维。
Yeah.
然后一些人类自己想出来的哲学，等等，这些都是属于会对我们的魂来讲是有毒的。And
now some of those ideas, or even the things that you see and the things that you hear, that's how they enter the soul, can be very stimulating and very exciting. But that's not going to nourish the soul for a long time. You know, it can pep you up for a little bit, like human emotions. Can pep you up, but there's no permanent sustenance.
像这些有一些所谓包括这个人类的一些情绪，好，也许它在我们听到或看到一些或者看一些电影什么的，它其实蛮刺激我们的，所以我们的情绪很可能就升上升了，但是这种不是真理的一些讯息，它只能短暂的把我们给提升，它没有办法长时间的让我们变成更好。
Yeah, like you see these drug addicts, and they get on their drugs, whether it's marijuana or cocaine or heroin or something, or even alcoholism, and they get on this binge, and it might last for, I don't know, maybe 2 or 3 or 6 hours or whatever, and then their body is suffering, and after the high comes down, they're a lot worse than before.
就很像一些毒品。 或者是酒精，在食用者，他很可能呢，在吃下去的那2-3个小时，甚至有些尝到5-6个小时哦，可能会让他觉得这个吃的人，他或喝的人感觉非常的好啊，情绪变得高亢，然后什么事情都好像变得很容易哈，然后有在一个非常美好的感觉中，但是当那个过去了，他的身体已经受伤了，而他的魂也就会更为低落。
Yeah, taking drugs, or it can even be just like someone has an addiction towards maybe chocolate or greasy foods or something like that. It can feel very good for a short time, but really there's no nourishment in those things, especially drugs. There's no nourishment at all in drugs. It's just poison.
就不只是这些所谓的药，这些毒品，那包括像有一些什么，有些人已经就是吃巧克力这个已经成瘾啦，或者很爱吃那些很油腻的食物啊等等的，那在吃的时候，上瘾的人他很可能觉得说，哇，当下很棒，可是之后他的身体就没办法代谢，他非常的痛苦。
And that's the equivalent of Christians, and they're trying to look for emotional stimulation. And there's plenty of options, what Christians would think is legitimate reasons to be stimulated emotionally.
也有一些基督徒呢，他是在追求一种情绪上面的刺激的，也有这样子的、啊、你在那个听某些道的时候，哇，觉得哇，整个人被刺激了，但是这个道不见得有足够的真理。
Now, like, for example, if you go to a church and the church is teaching good doctrine, then you're going to metabolize. But if you go to a church and they're relying on sort of some sort of stimulation or entertainment, it's just emotional. And so again, you know, you can be stimulated for maybe the 2 hours you're at church, but there's no lasting nourishment.
就是有些这个教会它非常着重于情感的这种煽动的哈。那在那两个小时的这个教会的服事中，你也许感觉非常的好，但是其实你的魂里面没有得到足够的营养，因此你后来就并没有因此让你的灵命更为成长。
Okay, but again, to get back to this word metabolization, when you're listening to the word of God, the Holy Spirit acts as the agent. Within your soul, you have to understand the information, remember, and then the Holy Spirit is helping to present that to your soul. And if you...understanding, comprehending that information, it's been metabolized. It means it's now nourishing your soul.
所以呢，当我们在学习神的话语的时候呢，是我们的圣灵在帮助我们，好，去，我们听懂，然后由圣灵协助我们去消化、代谢，然后让这个我们所听到的这个神的话语成为真正的营养给我们的魂。
Yeah, and just like a plant is nourished, for example, through water and through the minerals of the ground, and this comes out in Psalms number 1, ultimately that tree will produce fruit.
就像诗篇的第一篇就有讲到的是我们的灵魂就像是一棵树一样，它是需要被浇灌，同时会要在土地里面要有这些矿物质等等，才会帮助这个树，就是我们的魂这个树呢成长，然后呢它才会有机会结出圣灵的果子。
Okay, and that's another thing we're going to be talking about today is bearing spiritual fruit, but can only come from the nourishment of the soul.
等会儿也会提到，就是说我们要如何的让我们的这个魂有所成长，其实是需要得到足够的营养。
Now remember spiritual fruit, and we'll look at Galatians chapter 5. Some of you might have had a chance to look at the slideshow already. We're going to see that the spiritual fruit that's produced is invisible. You can't see spiritual fruit.
那我们的魂能够长出这个灵属灵的果子啊，这个果子可是没法看得见的，在这个属世的事上，其实你肉眼是无法见的。
Yeah, just like the invisible hero, who is the topic of our subject today.
而就很像我们今天的主题要讲的，就是看不见的英雄。
And you can see a picture of him here on this first slide.
我们先看一下这个荧幕上的这张图。
Yeah, and obviously he's invisible, so you can't see him or her.
这张白白的一片纸，你看不到他是男生是女生，这是一个英雄。
Maybe you could imagine a picture of yourself in here, because at some stage in the future, you might attain the spiritual status of being an invisible hero.
我们可以看这张纸，然后看到也许这纸上是我们自己，因为有一天我们也可以成为这个看不见的英雄。
Or if you think you've already attained that status, you could take a photo from somewhere and you could paste it onto here. If you think you're already an invisible hero, you can take a photo and paste it on.
Still invisible.If you can see it, then it's visible.
Right. So. But just for yourself. Anyway, okay. Right. Okay. So one of the aspects or one of the teaching aids, I guess, to help us understand the invisible hero was this movie, A Hidden Life.
好，所以我们今天要谈的呢，这个看不见的英雄呢，要从这部隐藏的生活这部电影里面来谈。
Remember, that's about an Austrian man who was, we can call him a conscientious objector. And conscientious means from his conscience, he thinks this is not right. So he's objecting.
好，这个看不见的英雄呢，就是所谓隐藏的日子生活的这一部片呢，才谈到的这一个人呢，他其实是在他自己的良知里面，他是认为这些事情是不对的，所以他就反对。
I'll give you this English word because it's quite important to know, I guess.
这个英文字呢，conscientious 是一个很重要的英文字。
Okay, now we had the word conscience. Remember, conscience is what you think is right or what's wrong.
这个字是来自 conscient, 就是良知这个字。那所谓良知就是我们知道什么是对，什么是错。
So that's one of the components of your soul.
这是我们魂里面的一个很重要的一个部分。
And if you object to something, that means you refuse. You don't agree with something.
那 object,就是你记得我们那个在法庭常常讲说 objection 就是反对 那 objector 就是反对这个事情的人就是 objector
Now I'd heard about these ever since I was a young boy and studying history in class about these conscientious objectors Even studying history as a young boy at school we would learn about conscientious objectors when we were talking about war in our history class
Team 说他们在小时候呢上这种历史课的时候呢会讲到这个世界大战的事情的时候就已经有教导他们所谓良知型的反对者
Often what happens during the time of war when the country wants to get as many men to join the army as possible they have what's called the draft or conscription which means every young man between a certain age if he's physically healthy he has to join the army he has no choice
就是在当年呢、哦、在世界大战的过程中啊很多的国家他们的所谓的年轻人只要是身体强健四肢强健身心强健的都会被规定一定要为国家而上战场。
Now you have to remember, when we become Christians, we're actually enrolled, enlisted, or drafted, we can say, drafted into the army of Jesus Christ. You have no choice.
大家还记得吗就是当我们成为一个基督徒的时候呢我们都要成为耶稣基督的军队里的一员我们也是一样没有任何选择的。
But it's for your benefit, of course, to go through the training program because you know, we're on the winning side. So why would you want to try to get yourself out of the army of Jesus Christ?
而我们呢因为要进这个叫做神圣灵的战场所以我们是必须要接受训练的而且我们一定会很乐意为什么因为我们已经知道我们是站在赢的这一面的军队里那我们当然很愿意为神而战也愿意为神而准备所有的训练
But a lot of Christians are like the conscientious objectors They say, oh, I don't want to fight in this battle like, It's too difficult, the training's too tough And I'm just quite happy to sing songs And to try and be a good Christian
但是呢却有很多的基督徒呢他是成为了所谓良知型的反对者他会觉得说哇打仗好累为神而打仗嗯太累了我还是就唱唱歌好了为神赞颂的一些这个敬拜歌曲我就唱歌就好了。
As far as I know, nobody ever won a war by singing songs.
但是呢据我们所知好像没有人是因为唱歌而赢得一场战争。
I think the closest example we have in human history, maybe when Joshua marched the people around the walls of Jericho.
大概在圣经上大概也只有一场战争是有一点点像是唱歌会打胜的就是约书亚他那时候要终于要进入应许之地且呢他神要他们绕着那个城步行七圈那我们可以想象他们一定是一边唱圣歌赞颂神一边在绕这个城七圈的。
It was 7 days they did that?
7 or 7 days or 7 times?
Well, and one day they would go around many times.、Oh, I can't remember how many, but it was 7 days.
不是七圈是七天就是他们一天很可能转了好几圈所以他们是连续七天都在绕着这个城。
I can't remember the exact details, but I do know when the final trumpet blew and the walls came down, they still had to kill the people in Jericho. They still had to get their swords out and stab people and kill people.
I thought that they didn't just surround.
No, I think they had to go in and they had to wipe out a lot of the people.
但是就算是他们绕七天，他们最后还是要攻进城里面，还是得要拿出他们的剑，拿出他们的枪去这样子戳进敌人的胸膛里。
A conscientious objector is somebody who's maybe for pacifist reasons. They don't like killing. It's against their religion. They just don't like the sight of blood. They don't like screaming or whatever. They would say, I don't want to be a soldier.
那 所谓的这个良知型的反对者，他们很可能在这种战争上，他就是不想看到血，他不想要杀生啊，他所以他就说，我不喜欢做这个战争的事情。
Yeah, and I know that in most civilized countries, they would actually allow for these people. They would say, okay, well, you don't want to be a soldier, but you can still be in the army and you can help out maybe as like a nurse, or you can help out in the kitchens or administration or something like that.
对比较文明的国家，他们会觉得说，哦，那你不想去上战场打这种血淋淋的战的话，你也许可以去当护士，或者是在后面做后勤的这个厨师等等的这些事情。
Or if the person still didn't agree to that, and he said, no, I cannot be part of the army, then they'd be put in prison for the duration of the war.
然后呢，但是有一些人就说，连这样子的事我都不想参加，我不想要参与战这个军队中的任何事情。那文明的国家还是得要把这样的人关进监牢里，等到这个战争一直打完。
And you know, that would still seem like quite a reasonable option.Because you have to realize that anybody who's not willing to fight for their country is really allowing the enemy to come in and maybe, you know, rape and kill their wives and their daughters and people like that. So everybody should be involved when there's a war on.
但是我们要知道哦，如果今天你不愿意为你的国家而打仗，你的意思就是你要愿意让那些敌人进到你的国家来，可能这个残害你的同胞，甚至掠夺你这个国家的女性等等的这些坏事就要发生在你的国家了。
History is full of examples where whole countries, they surrendered, they weren't tough enough, they weren't prepared for war, they lost to the enemy, and then their country was basically destroyed. And again, the women and children get raped or killed, and the whole system is taken over, there's no freedom.
在历史上有很多的这个例子都看得到，就说有一些国家他们可能是战事被打败了，或者是他们就是直接投降了，结果军队进来呢就是残杀他们的妇孺，甚至这个强暴那些妇孺，是非常非常整个国家就被摧毁了。
So it's quite appropriate that these conscientious objectors should be put into prison. That's a reasonable punishment.
所以呢这些所谓的这个良知型的反对战争的人呢，是应该要关到监牢里面去，对于他们不够没有保护他们的国家要负一点责任。
Yeah, but some countries would actually kill these people, that they would line them up and execute them, say, you're a traitor to the country because you don't want to fight. And that's a bit much, really.
那也有国家呢，他们对于这种反对战事，反对参加这个战事的人，他甚至就直接就把他们处决了，因为他们觉得说这些人是等于是背叛了国家。
And that was what was happening in Hitler's time. Anybody that didn't want to fight, they were executed.
像希特勒的那个时候呢，他的纳粹党的那个时代，就是任何德国人他不愿意为国家而战的都被处决了。
Okay, now we'll have to stop now for 10 minutes, so we'll come back at 20 past 3.
好，我们要休息十分钟，等一下再继续回来，23分的时候回来。